large percentage of the dollars are going out to states either in categorical grants or through the block grant programs.
And so when you say categorical grants, block grant programs, they are, you know, those are monies that are pretty much fixed because the programs are fixed.
No, not at all. For example, with respect to the energy efficiency dollars, the states came up with new plans to submit to the federal government to obligate those dollars.
There are various levels of a program. I mean, there are some like aid to families with dependent children, which
right.
are block grants, and
right.
and also unemployment insurance, which is kind of a block grant. And so what you're talking about are sort of new programs that they've initiated to get some stimulus dollars.
Well, we have new programs, and in some cases we have huge expansions of existing programs, which has put an enormous burden on the procurement officials at the state and local level to determine how to suggest they allocate those dollars and then get them through their normal procurement process.
So do you advise companies to watch the grant making by feds and then follow up at the state level? What do you tell them to do?
Actually, what we've been doing since day one is first of all, figuring out how the dollars were being allocated just in terms of the statute that was passed initially, then go directly to the state and local governments and identify the process, the players, certainly the law with respect to the procurement, and begin to communicate, if you were not already doing so, with respect to those jurisdictions about your products and services. Because there was and still is to some extent kind of a backlog. The states and localities were not given, they were given a lot more money to obligate, but they were not given any more money in terms of staffing. So this has been an enormous additional responsibility. So getting in there early with a very good message to these officials and knowing what the process is, making sure that your companies in fact map accurately to the various programs that are available was absolutely critical and remains absolutely critical.
But I think a lot of states and counties and even towns, more so towns, they have their favorites. You know, they may have three water consulting firms and they'll just rotate contracts among those three, or, you know, in some places they have two or three companies that build all the schools. And they go through a process, but basically it's a round robin, so it might be hard to break in.
Well, it's true, and especially given the timing and the sheer volume of dollars that need to be obligated in a short period of time, it's true that the companies that were already well-positioned definitely have an advantage. However, what we've been seeing with some of the companies that we're representing is that given the size of the bucket, so to speak, that the states really did need some additional vendors in order to be able to get these programs underway. There's only so much that any one company is going to be able to absorb in the time frame. So it really created some opportunities in that regard. Also, some of our clients have come up with, frankly, some creative things to go to the states and the local governments and say, look, we can help you leverage the dollars that you have. For example, UTC, you may know them, United Technologies, they have a subdivision. Otis Elevators and Sikorsky Helicopters and lots of things, including a division of Carrier called Noresco that does a process called Energy Savings Performance Contracting, and they've been working with the states to actually extend the dollars for energy efficiency. So it has created some great opportunities. And we've been very pleased, notwithstanding the fact that these state and local officials are so overburdened with this additional responsibility, that they have been very willing to listen to ideas that will help them take these dollars and expand their impact.
What about the reporting requirements? There were monies then provided after the fact. I think after the stimulus money was agreed upon, then they decided that they were going to give states and local communities the ability to echo back some of the information the federal government was asking for. Are they having trouble, do you think, compiling that information?
Well, it's what we're hearing. I will tell you that our focus has been more on the corporate side, but we're definitely hearing that that's just another thing that they have to be sure that they're true to with respect to what the ARA was intended to accomplish. You now, of course, have seen some other entities like recovery.org that have come out, and they're overlaying that process with their own data collection, and that's been good as well. A big need out there remains information. What's being allocated? What are the priorities at the state and local level? Who's in charge? What are the underlying statutes? And then, obviously, from the company's perspective, how can we actually go to market? How can we reach those people, participate effectively in the process, and then actually perform the projects in accordance with what the law requires? So, yes, all the administrative obligations are there and remain a challenge for everybody.
We're talking to Connie Campanella, President and CEO of Stateside Associates. And just quickly, do you see the opportunity mostly for large companies? Because a lot of states have small business obligations they have to meet, too.
Well, I'll tell you, I do. And the reason is, by and large, that you have to have a sales force that is still capable of going to the market, of actually reaching to those state and local officials and communicating with them. And while smaller businesses obviously will have that in a very localized area, potentially, it's the larger businesses that have the broader reach and more experience, and in some cases the pre-positioning in terms of ongoing contracts, or they're on the approved vendor list, etc. But we don't represent any small businesses. We are a small business, however, so we've certainly benefited from this. But by and large, I think you will see the vast majority of the dollars end up with larger companies and their subcontractors. There is one area in which small business will probably be taking some good advantage of these funds.
So a case of scotch to the road agent doesn't work anymore, does it?
Luckily not, for the benefit of all of those who drive on the roads.